If you're a senior in Seattle Public Schools, you might have been only taught sex education once in ninth grade. That's true for Radioactive's Lily Turner. She's a senior at Nathan Hale High School, and she sees this lack of sex ed causing confusion and misinformation among her classmates. But all this is about to change. Here's Lily.
Recently, I was walking down the hallway at school when I heard a group of boys talking about how peeing after sex prevents pregnancy, which isn't true. This inspired me to look into my school's sex education. Unlike science or math courses, students only receive sex ed once in Seattle Public Schools. This unit is taught in freshman year health class, alongside information about drug use, physical activity, and social media. It's been 3 years since I took health class, and I don't remember much, other than my classmates making condom balloons and a video about offering someone tea as an analogy for getting someone's consent to have sex. I was curious if my peers were in a similar position to me, so I asked some of my classmates what they remembered from that health class 4 years ago.
I don't really remember much of anything, to be honest.
Not much. It was a long time ago, and it was pretty short in comparison to a lot of other units that we did that year.
I think overall it's kind of a blur.
I do not remember anything about sex ed.
I think I came into the class with more knowledge than I left with, so.
I talked to my friend Nyla about this, and she's not surprised.
I have more friends who are sexually active than friends who are sexually knowledgeable, if that makes any sense.
Nyla helps educate her friends about sexual health. And personally, I've learned a lot from Nyla. She says her peers' lack of information is scary.
And that genuinely really worries me. And not just about the scientific definitions but consent and gray areas of consent and sexual assault.
Nyla says the majority of her information comes from her parents. Other students I spoke to said their knowledge comes from sites like Reddit, Twitter, and even Pornhub. This worries Devorah Eisenberg. She's been teaching sex education at Nathan Hale High School for over 8 years.
And this is what concerns me so much about pornography, is the non-consensual aspect to it, is the very unrealistic portrayal of sex, mm-hmm. which is very male-focused.
Eisenberg says it's important students learn about sex in a classroom.
This is evidence-based, fact-based education. This is where it's normalized, it's neutral. We need to take away the embarrassment and the stigma and share information so that people can live healthy lives.
Change is coming. High school students in Seattle Public Schools will soon get sex ed not just in ninth grade, but in 11th or 12th grade as well. This is thanks to a state law that passed in 2020. The district has been working for 3 years to implement it. This additional unit will be squeezed into already existing classes and be taught by general education teachers, meaning your history teacher could end up teaching your sex education course. Seattle Public Schools Manager of Health Education, Lisa Love, says revisiting sex ed later in high school will mean students will have a chance to review accurate information and a chance to learn about more mature, complex topics as they launch into their adult lives.
Content, particularly around healthy relationships, consent, boundaries, handling rejection, all kinds of things that have to do with really lifelong skills that people will engage in relationships as they grow up.
Love says it's also important that this new curriculum is inclusive.
And making sure that we have, we're using inclusive language in the classroom, that we have explicit lessons talking about their experiences and making their lived experiences reflected in the curriculum.
I circled back to my classmate Nyla to record her reaction to these changes.
I feel like it's about time.
For Radioactive, I'm Lily Turner.